Today's podcast is sponsored by our OG sponsor, Manscaped.com. You know the crack. They know the crack. They know how to shave the crack. The world's leading manscaping product. The Lawnmower 4.0, are they on now? They went past 3.0. Yes, they got the shavers. They now do fucking razors for your face. I think it's called the Ply. They do the Weed Whacker, which is for up your nostril and any other hairy hole, basically. They've got a whole range of shaving equipment. It really is the best on the market. You know what I mean? There's nothing else that compares to it. Unless you want to take a bread knife to your pubes, and that is not advisable. And listeners of this podcast will get 20% off if they use the code GEMBAMP1. Manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAMP1, get 20% off. It's come to Christmas, for God's sake. Buy your own father kit to shave his genitals and hand it to him and be like, thank me later, big lad. You know, when you're slinging one into the muller there with a little smooth piping box. And he'd be like, good lad. And he'd be like, much did you pay for that? And you go about 80% of the fucking retail price. Because I was listening to the Jenner Bander podcast and they used the code GEMBANT1 and I got fucking 20% off then and that. And he goes, fuck, you're not as fucking stupid as you look. And that's it. Manscaped.com/. It's not even forward slash, just use the code GEMBANT1 and get 20% off. It's all good. They give me a flag, which I forgot to bring. A flag, like. What else? This podcast is also sponsored by beer52.com, the original beer subscription service. You basically go on there, you subscribe, and they send you 8 hand-selected beers every month, goddammit, from all over the globe. They're probably moving into like a sort of Halloween-y themed type thing, you know, pumpkin spiced fucking stout or whatever. And you get 8 of those, and it's good fun way to, you know, have a night in, drink some fucking goddamn beers, split it with a partner. Oh, what's that taste like? Oh my god, amazing. Let's try this one. Oh, a bit hoppy, that one. And then by the fourth one, you're like, oh, where's my pants? You know? And that's beer52.com. And if you use the code BANTER, you get the first box for free. All you do is pay for delivery, which is $5.95. And all like magic, it arrives at your door. You don't even have to go to the off license. You just wait there. And it arrives at the door and before the postman's left the driveway. You're getting laid into it at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday. It's all good. Beer52.com. Use the code BANTER. Get the first box free. Let's get lit. That's not their motto, but it is now. Let's get lit. We'll just play the intro right now. You know what I mean? Talk over it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast. We're not going to go straight into the ads today. Because I read something devastating on the toilet minutes ago. Maureen, my guest today, Jessie from Little Mix, has been unfollowed on Instagram by the rest of the band.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't click the link, but that was all I needed to know. On World Mental Health Day.
She was unfollowed?
Yeah.
Haven't heard any of this.
By the rest of them. Can you believe that?
Does she have a song out or something now?
I don't know. Does she?
Yeah.
Do they do songs? Is that what they do?
No, but I think she has her own song out now.
Oh, damn.
I've seen someone, but again...
Is it called Hit 'Em Up and it's like a diss? Don't make sense. Fuck your click. Big fan of Little Mix?
Not big. Don't mind them.
Are they one of those ones where by the time they're like 30, they're just going to change it to Mix? Wee Mixies? Is what, you know, someone from West Belfast would say. They're a pack of wee mixies. Mixed race.
Yeah, they're kind of a younger people's band, I think, aren't they?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll edit all that out. Welcome to...
I know.
The General Banter podcast on our normal broadcast. You're joining me today. This isn't a Patreon exclusive, so you better step your game up more.
Oh, dear. Under pressure? Well, yeah, excited.
Oh my god, because we got fucking slagged to death on World Mental Health Day last week. You know, this is how the internet works. You go along and you do all your business, and it's all good.
Yeah.
And then one week is maybe not so hot, and this is people's attitude will be like, oh, he's let it go to shit now.
Yeah, worst guy ever.
You know, like one particular episode where you're just having to be maybe knackered or ill-prepared. And they go, nah, it's shit. That they're like, that's it. From now, from this point on,
yeah,
shit.
Forget about everything. It was going fine.
It was going absolutely. I was listening to them all, and one of them did not meet my standards a wee bit. So now, it's shit. It's gone to shit. He's let it go to shit.
You should quit.
Yeah.
Because if it's not 100%,
yeah,
it's basically zero.
And someone will go, this fucking podcast, you can really tell it's gone to shit. And he's a fucking lazy fucking fat baldy wanker, you know? And I know what he'll do. They'll say things like this. I know what he'll do now. He'll take the huff and delete this comment. The big fucking lazy stupid bastard. He's so far up his own hole. They'll say things like that. He's up his own hole. You wouldn't want to see me if I was up my own hole. I think
I could be a lot more.
I could do with a dose of being up my own hole. I should book a fucking weekend up my own hole. Maybe I'd have some goddamn confidence around here instead of taking fucking YouTube comments so personally. World Health Mental Health Day. Hental Health Day.
Hental Health.
Name of the podcast, Hental Health. It sounds like a German guy who would read his books for like help, you know? Have you read the latest book by Hental Health? He has a new
way.
You
should do that. You should write some books and under a pseudonym, yeah.
Under a pseudocream of
Hental Melf.
My name is Hental Melf, and today we are treating your mental health problems by drinking so much coffee that you go into a different dimension. Hental Melf. Join me.
That's kind of your trick, isn't it?
My name is Hental Melf. We masturbate into some sort of hallucinogenic fury. That was a guy. Was that not fucking Alistair Crowley?
Oh.
Hello, darling. Let's pull the wire off ourselves till we go into another dimension. Have you seen The Matrix? It's like that with cum. Anyway, listen to the... I should do a whole audiobook as Hental Melf.
Yeah, please do.
Hello, my name is Hental Melf. Don't be like... He's kind of going a little bit...
Yeah, he's all over the place, isn't he?
I am from Ghana and Austria at the same time.
That's, I mean, yeah, everyone, you know, that old.
Shout out to Hental Melf. I mean, World Mental Health Day was that, yesterday?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, what does it mean?
Does everyone just turn around and be like, guys, remember that it's okay not to be okay? And, what was the other one I heard recently? Depressed people don't pretend to be depressed. They pretend to be happy.
Correct.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, I also seen a few being like, remember, a lot of people are going to post tomorrow and most of them aren't good for your mental health.
Oh, for
people
sure.
People just jump on that being like, I've had a bad time too. And you're like, Well, what do you do the rest of the year?
It's all relative,
followers?
Isn't it? I seen a guy... And he was basically like, you know, it's all about self-care. I've let myself go for a couple of months, but I really just took a minute to, you know, breathe and go and get a haircut. That's basically.
And that helped him.
Well, yeah, self-care, isn't it?
Self-care, that's all it is really, isn't it?
Do you think people don't quite grasp what they're on about?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think a lot of people, I mean, everyone has... Mental health is such a vague term. It's health. It's
even the way people talk now, like, oh, I was off with the mental health.
But everyone's like, oh, you know, we all have bad days. You're like, it's not bad days that people are talking about. It's a general, like, you know, way. It's how your life is at a very particular time that can be very, very tough. Mm-hmm. The people who say we all have bad days don't understand, really. Yes, everyone has bad days because nothing is good all the time. Nothing's perfect.
You can still be like...
And you can't be happy.
You can be happy enough and having a bad day.
Yes, and having a bad day. But you can still be like getting on with it, having a bad day. You can still be...
Of course.
Got things to look forward to. That's not what depression is or anxiety.
No.
It's a lack of those things. It's a lack of hope is how I would describe it.
You know, you might even be like, I don't know what a fucking bad day or a good day is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just forcing through this fucking misery of YouTube comments.
You don't normally feel like anything. Yeah. So it's things like that where people jump on saying, you know, oh, we've all had bad days. And as you say, it, you know, it's that big, like, take care of yourself, give yourself, just have a bath and do this. And you're like, that would do apps. See, if you're depressed.
I know, people are like,
someone telling you to take a bath, you're like, fuck right off. I'd rather do nothing than take a bath. Like,
I know, there's that.
Want me to take a bath by myself?
You
know,
the real sort of bad mental health depression type thing is like, even when you might know the answer of how to make yourself feel slightly better, you can't be arsed doing it, or you don't want to do it, or you can't bring yourself to do it.
Absolutely.
If someone's like, man, get in the fucking sea, you're like, what's the point?
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. Because you can know, like, you can know all the things.
If I get in today, I'm not getting out.
But it's true. It's like, you can say all the things. You can actually only do those things once you're like a step above that.
Yeah, the bottom.
Once you've got out of that a bit, then you can start to use
it's almost
practices
like,
to like help yourself. But it's when people don't realize that there's a below that. Sometimes I feel it's like, much worse than that.
You know, what's my main mental health? Probably like anxiety. Would be mine, because it's like
I don't think you've had like a depression, because you're always somebody who gets up and does things.
But
you have anxiety where you'll be like really like.
I think overwhelmed by things. I think I probably have like maybe like some sort of bipolar-y type thing where it's just you know, sometimes I'm like, oh fuck all this shit, and then I go, but I can feel it. I can go like, right, the swell of the wave is coming up, so now we do all the good stuff.
You haven't never been like officially found this out, but I would say when you think about it, you probably do with bipolar in a way.
If any company that has pills wants to sponsor this podcast, because
they don't call it bipolar anymore, do they? Is it manic depression? Is that what they call it now?
Oh, that's not as cool at all.
Where it's just like,
I don't think I'm bipolar. Where, you know, like fucking Stephen Fry bipolar.
Well, you're not as nice or funny as him.
But I'm gay. Everyone's deaf. That'll be picked like fucking out the top of the monitor, that one. Should we joke about mental health, Maureen?
Yes.
I think you should. I think it should be.
Yes, I think you should. But you should definitely talk about it in a jokey way, because sometimes that's the only way to like, honestly, to make something seem less serious is to laugh at it, being like, how shit's this?
I mean,
laugh about the fact that
your head always goes to like, of course some people are going to fucking play this like a fiddle, but then people do that with fucking women's problems and I have diarrhea and, you know, someone's going to ring into work someday and be like, I don't feel well. But then if someone legit was like that, that would be a fucking big step for someone to do.
What?
To actually be like, right, I really just don't feel in a good place right now.
I think there should be more of that. I think if I could have had more like mental health days off school, I would have done better. A lot of days I just didn't want to be there. You know what I mean? You're just like, I can't do it today. I can't, it's too much today.
Yeah. And
you'd end up just having to go and just fucking hating it.
I know. They really need to fucking rethink.
Whereas
how
you could have
that.
A few days off and be fine. Like,
yeah, I would. Okay. What are we going to do when Eddie turns around and he's like, listen, I can't fucking face
this. Oh my God, I'd be like, don't go to school then. I don't want to put you under any pressure
whatsoever. I know, having been through, you know, school and fucking whatever and uni and all that shit. And
you liked school though, didn't you?
I actually, when I think about it now, I just liked playing rugby, I think.
I hated school.
And I like drawing pictures. So
I hated all of it.
I hated having to go. You do hit a point where you're like, I'm not a full-blown adult, but I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. You know what I mean? Maybe it's different when you're a boy, and I was about this size and weight when I was about 15, and people are like, tuck your shirt in, and you're like, I'll put you through a fucking wall, bitch. You know?
I think
it becomes a wee bit like, maybe I should have went to tech, is what I should have done.
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
But like, my dad did that, because like, he's a really smart guy, but he ended up going to tech because he's hated school. Really, really smart, and has, you know, equivalents of degrees in lots of things now, you know, and works in construction.
He has to go in and do like certificates with some
of things he's done for like millions of years. But again, like he didn't like school. Like that wasn't a good place for him. I hated school. Like I absolutely hated it. But then if you think of the kind of jobs we have and have the things that we've done after school, we're not suited to that kind of routine at all. Like I used to hate in school the fact that they told you when dinner time was. I despised that the whole time. I despised that.
I think
I absolutely hated being told when you could eat dinner.
Oh yeah.
So now we have jobs where we can eat whenever we want.
How many times like in school we just sitting there like 20 to 11 and your stomach's just going.
every time. You see that bit like morning to break time? I would honestly fall asleep nearly every time I had business studies, and I got you know, the top business studies award and all this stuff in school. I was really good at it. I fell asleep in every class because it was between 9, it's like 9 to 10, 15. And I'd be sitting there just like this, like fully asleep, and my belly would like, because I wouldn't get up early enough to eat breakfast. I would just get on the bus and just leave because I couldn't be bothered eating breakfast. Yeah. I hated it. It was just not a good system for me.
I think like what I would like to see in Eddie is like just a bit of hustle almost, you know, like, maybe
I want him to go to school and be like, just try all the stuff.
Yeah,
go to school to try things, to meet friends, to do sports, to try art, to try cooking, to try whatever. You're going to have to do some things that you do have to learn. Because an adult, you do have to learn these things. And you do need to learn a little bit of discipline because, again, as an adult, you'll be places where you need to learn some manners, really. You need to know how to act in a group of people. You need to know how to act if you do have a boss, which is like a teacher or a principal. You do need to know what it's going to be like if you're going to be told off for not doing something, you know, or being a bit out of line. You need to know what it's going to be like being in a group of people where you have to get on with them and try and figure out those social situations. You have to go to school, I think, to learn those things.
Yeah, but like, but it, within 2 days
that,
a week,
I'm not going to put them under any pressure for anything, exams or anything, because I'm going to be like, just do your best. To me, I mean, if you do your best, it doesn't matter if your best is failing exams. That's the best. I'm happy enough.
Yeah,
that's
like
grand.
You know, if it'd be one of those things, like, you know, if he was like, right, I do four things. Say you get to like A level type level, and you go like, I do this and I do this, and then I for some reason also do like fucking maths.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, he's just like, I can't fucking be fucked with this at all. And he will talk like this as a 14-year-old.
Oh, I know.
I can't be fucked.
He's gonna
with
swear
this.
So much, isn't he?
I'd be like, well, as long as you're interested in the other thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fucking go after what you're interested in.
Yeah.
And have a bit of hustle and work hard at the things that you do want to work hard at. I don't want that, like, an across-the-board laziness. I'd be like, well, you know, let's get into things you're into and fucking go at it. Awful and very hard.
Yeah, I think you just have to, you said the laziness, because, I mean, we're inherently lazy. I think everyone's
cut
inherently
to
lazy.
When he's 17 and he goes, I don't really want to go to school today. And I'll be like, Dubai.
Yeah, I know.
Flight here at 2 o'clock.
No, it's going to be things like he has to get to school for 9, and we're going to be like, are you serious? You have to bring you to school, man?
Is that Congas driving across the field?
Fully nude.
And
it's every day.
Is Congas in a dressing gown?
You've
driving
never
across the field? Excuse me, sir.
He's coming.
Just skidding outside the classroom. Go on ahead, I'll see you in an hour.
Are you going to be one of those dads who, like, every day in school there's like a knock on the door and they're like, who is it? And they're like, oh, sorry, Eddie, it's just your dad has to bring a note into you. And you're like, Eddie, guess what I saw today? And it's like a video you play, and you're like, right, see you later. And you just leave. But every day you disrupt all his classes. Eddie,
your dad,
Eddie, look
your
at
father
this.
Is outside, just wanted a quick word. Do you eat my fucking yogurt? Because I'll develop that voice as soon as you're like, do you eat that Miller fucking Crunch Corners? One more wee fucking...
But all the words are mixed.
That's so my dad. My dad would be like that, just not forget something so minor.
So you're
for
not
like
that at
for
all,
like 20
then?
Years, he'd be like, there you go. Well done for graduating, even though you fucking, you know, drank all the milk in the house for 10 years.
Yeah, my cheese.
Yeah, my good spicy cheese from Tesco's.
Tesco's finest.
Tesco's own fucking Cracker Jack, or what do you call it? Cracker Bar?
No, Eddie might be one of those like kids that other people slag because his lunches are like too like over the top.
Yeah.
Very bougie lunch. Yeah.
Dad,
hummus, crackers, olives, gherkins.
Yeah. I ruptured my pho in the bus today. And then it ran all over the place.
Oh, my kimchi! Fuck's sake!
You fucking, I was going to say textbook, but he'd be like, you just fucking spilled ramen all over my fucking iPad.
Yeah, there'd be no books anymore. That's going to be obsolete, isn't it?
Heavy, bad for the back. I didn't use my left shoulder for a strap for fucking 7 years.
Were you one strapper? Yeah.
I was more like a three.
Hey, drink louder, please.
I was more like a three bagger.
What the fuck is that?
I always had so many bags on me.
Three bags?
I was like a fucking cloakroom just walking about.
What do you call it? Buckaroo?
Buckaroo, yeah. I just had fucking sports bags and other bags.
Sports
and fucking,
bags.
You know what I mean? I always had like loads of bags on
me. Oh, see, I did art, so
and an art thing
art
as well.
Folders. Art folders are honestly
They put a wheel on the back, for Christ's sake.
You know what? They're the most annoying things ever. Did you have the one that was a bit like that kind of like plasticky, squishy ones, and they were so sharp, but they were just, well, you didn't want to be wearing a skirt, obviously, because you'd wear a fucking skirt if you're a girl.
That's progressive.
Scraping the legs off yourself, and you have to try and put it up above everything and carry it everywhere. And then if you had some sort of sports to do and art and a skill bag, how do you carry that?
I know.
How do you carry that?
It is funny that I would go from, like, you know, charcoal drawing to, you know, scrumming.
I hope Eddie is like you like that, though. I hope he's into sports, but also like arty things.
Aye.
And then he can do business studies like me, and he's just the ultimate person. He's like all the good bits of both of us in one person and none of our bad traits. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what every parent wants, obviously, but let's hope.
What would you, what would be like the build a person from our, both physically and...
Yeah.
Mentally.
Well, I hope he's like big and strong like you. I think it's nice if a man's big and strong so that he's just, I don't know, I just like, because then I would feel like he was safe.
Keeps you out of a lot of scrapes.
Keeps him out of scrapes because people probably won't try and fight
him. It's a privilege that, it is a male privilege.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Do you know what I mean? Like all these women getting fucking stabbed and beat up in the streets. And that seems to a lot of men, they go, it's a big deal. Should I just fucking walk home? You know,
and you can't, your brain can't even comprehend those, that would ever be a thing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, there are sometimes you're walking down through town and you're like, but
that's what I'm saying. Like women only now realize going, oh yeah, I never realized that was weird that I would do that. You know, like I would ring someone or I would never go home alone. But why do you think that? And then you go, because I'm terrified of a man attacking me. That's always the answer. So it's funny, like a man doesn't. It's just a wonderful thing to not have that cross your mind. Literally, your brain doesn't have to
and it's
involuntarily think it's about like, that. Whereas women are like, terrified, 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 who's letting me home? Like
if a guy gets, you know, attacked, it will also be by a man. But the fear isn't there as much.
No.
Or at all.
But it's always men you're afraid of, isn't it?
Yeah.
You never walk home going, I'm afraid a woman might attack me.
Some girl might run out of these bushes here and flash me her dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 6'5" like me and strong.
Yeah, ish.
And pronounced obliques pointing down to the base. No,
well, if you want him to have these things, you're going to have to get them first too.
Listen, I've been to the gym twice in the last week, so it's coming.
That's true. I know.
Near killed me. It's coming, man.
Okay.
What else? Full head of hair on his back.
On his back, all the way down his back.
Do you want him to be sort of cisgender male?
I mean,
there might just be a load of days by the time he gets up.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't really care. I mean, when you have a baby, you really don't think of your baby having a gender for a long time because they're just a baby.
Yeah.
And then as they grow up, again, Eddie's just so a boy because everything he's obsessed with is the most, I mean, he's literally a culture, as we joke. Like, he is obsessed with tractors, obsessed with cars, anything that has a wheel, he'll be down.
Yeah, I think people need to...
Remember we had, like, getting blinds done and there was, like, one of those, you know, like a toolbox of wheels. He's straight down, touching it to try and get the... Like, obsessed with things that have wheels on.
Yeah.
Obsessed with anything with that's loud noise, engine... He loves being scared. Like, the more you can run and hide and scare the shit out of him, he absolutely thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
He doesn't believe in gravity as a concept.
He is so rough.
I mean, walk off again, things like he's...
He's chipped his tooth already. He's constantly bashing himself and he's not even two yet. Like, he's so...
He'll fly and headbutt you in bed, break your nose like he did.
Yeah, outside in grass, he'll just run. And his favourite thing is just to let himself go and fully just football and fall. So that you have to grab him again. Like, it's so funny.
So we'll make him grow up to be just a tough, strong, good man.
I don't care about, you know, you don't really care about those things. You don't care about sexuality because you're going, it doesn't really, I don't know how anyone could really
care about that. As a joke. But so what else?
I think we'd like him to be creative somehow.
Creative.
I don't care what that means.
But you can be creative in business.
So I mean, you can be creative in business. You can be creative in tons of things. But... I think there's something about that is just a good way to like, I don't know. I remember when I was doing 3D spatial design, one of my teachers was an architect and he was this amazing teacher. And he was like,
what have you not done?
Well, I know I've done so many courses, but that's what I'm saying. he used to say, like, you're being, when you do a design course, you're being taught how to think differently. You're not being taught how to design. You're not being taught how to create. You're being taught how to think differently so that your brain thinks of more ideas. And then he shows you how to put those ideas out. And you're like, that's why I find it interesting when people study things to do with any design. It can be music, it could be editing stuff, it could be whatever. Yeah. But it's just that thing of going, go do a course, go do a degree, go do a whatever, that's learning how to open your thinking more. That you have to maybe solve a problem, you have to create something, you have to fix something, you have to make something, you have to help someone, whatever it is, but it's expanding how your brain's thinking of ideas. So to me, I don't know, something creative. I think that's the only worthwhile
course. That's what I took away from like my shitty university course was like, I didn't necessarily do anything in the course where I was like, this is going to be my career.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you do design everything. You design fucking jokes. You design everything. But like, what it taught me was like, you know, I can shoot straight past the first like three to five ideas that I know other people would stop at.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where they go, oh, that's the fucking, I see that. And you're like, yeah, I know all those moves.
But already. That's a comedian,
then,
isn't
and
it?
And then you like, go like to the one where no one thinks of, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then sometimes some other people do think of it too. And you're like, oh man, I thought I was a genius there.
I know. But that's what it is, isn't it? That's what it is to be a comedian, isn't it? You're like, you're seeing the thing that people are going, oh my God, that's so obvious. Or, oh, I've always thought of that. But you've no idea that you even used to think about it. A comedian can like take that out.
Yeah, we're basically the best guys in the world.
Basically the smartest guys in the world.
And let me jump in there because we're all following in the footsteps of the best comedian in the world, Kim Kardashian.
I know.
Who
hopefully
dropped her
one
special
day.
Here. We can't show this now, by the way, but I'm going to show Maureen because it's SNL and we'll get taken off just the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, best comedian. She would, if she lived here, she would be the best comedian in the country. Kim McGarry.
And she's a woman. She get all the gigs.
My sex tape, fucking. I love Tim McGarry. There she is.
She looks great, like, didn't she?
Well, yeah, if you fucking, you know, had a bunch of robots design your body, you'd look like that too.
I'd love that. I'd love robots to design your body.
Big nappy on.
I mean, it looks cozy.
And it's so great to be here tonight.
Her ass looks cozy.
No, her whole suit, I mean.
You're telling me.
I know. I'm surprised to see me here too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host?
That's where you give away that you're not a comedian, is you don't know how to ride the old claps. You know? I'd rather some fucking claps. No, but like, how do I turn this up now? Two?
Four. Close. I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had that one.
Look at the fucking, fucking oboe player just eyeing up that rump.
How could you miss it though? How could you not? I'd be looking at it.
Just as he gets a boner.
He forgets to take it out of his mouth. He's going.
I don't even know what noise. I don't even know, what that is or what noise it makes.
Tell me it was even premiering.
Has she had her tits taken down a notch?
I don't know.
It must have slipped my mom's mind. I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face.
Yeah.
And good hair, and great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons.
But I wonder who wrote the jokes for these. Funny?
They're good, actually. I've heard this. It is,
I mean,
good.
Obviously, she's not, you know, sitting at at Cafe Nero.
banging
out fucking roast jokes
she's
for herself.
She's in like a Starbucks outside SNL studios being like, what do I should say?
Well, Maggie Bartlett, is this funny? Yeah, doing the bit.
One thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Oh, damn, girl! You can't even hear the jokes now, can you? No. There's a gold digger joke about her mom's boyfriend. Yeah, you can't. Gold digging as a thing, long investment, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be ours.
Could you be fucked? You'd just be like, you do it up front. This is gold digging. You go, give me the money first, then the touch the penis.
I've been very lucky in life, and I know that I'm privileged, which is why I try to give back as much as I can. A real passion of mine is getting wrongly accused people out of jail. And thanks.
See, she got you in with the fucking jokes and then just like, I have legitimate points to make.
I think I'm following in my father's footsteps. Now, you know, my father was and still is such an influence and inspiration to me. And I credit him with really opening up my eyes to racial injustice. It's because of him that I met my first black person. Want to take a stab in the dark at who it was?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! I always thought like Kanye West had an awful lot of like references to OJ.
He does
in his rap. He's a lot, yeah.
He does,
and then you know he goes
Think
home
he
and, she, and she and she'd be like, "Why are you stop talking about OJ?" And then he's like, "Put my dick in your mouth."
I know it's.
Have you seen that video now where the guy's like talking to Kanye and he's like, "Yo, let me talk about this fit one time. How much you pay for the hoodie?" And he's like, "I don't know." He's like, "How much you pay for the hat?" "I don't know." What about these shoes, play? "I don't know." And he goes, "What about the watch?" And he goes, £200. £200 for the fucking Audemars Piguet.
Here to remember the first black person you met, but OJ does leave a mark. Or several. Or none at all. I still don't know.
I mean, do you know what's funny about the OJ thing now? He's out, he's walking around the street, and it was such a big thing in like pop culture, culturally.
Yeah.
Such a fucking reference of time, you know, when you're like talking about a period of time, whatever. That she's just going, like someone actually got her head knifed off.
There's a woman got her, murder, like,
her throat mash it up, man, you know, sliced to bits. And she's like, "Hey, might leave a mark." You know what I'm saying? Stabby, stabby.
But it's so...
like someone was butchered on it.
And it's so pop culture that you can joke about it as if it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem
Which
real.
I can do in Lavery's on a Wednesday. But she's like, you know, fucking... know. She's, you know, lives in a...
And that was like her mom's, like, you know, best friend and everything.
Yeah.
You think you would still... I don't know. Weird.
My mom...
It's who, so mental.
So the woman was her ma's best friend?
Well, yeah, they were really close friends, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's why it was hard because Robert Kardashian was OJ's friend.
Yeah.
And Chris was Nicole's.
Like, you so feel like if you had a...
That's why they were all like...
Do you not feel like if you had a best friend like that who was like butchered to death on their fucking path at their house, you know? And people were continuing to joke about it. You'd be like, "Yeah, we're all having fun. Could you just not make some
jokes?"
Yeah, I don't
think I would ever find
about my friend who got her fucking head cut off in the garden.
Because you're forgetting that's a real
person.
Once again,
I'll do it on, you know, Wednesday at Lavery. But like that close to the thing. It's like, we've enough times have passed. We have a good laugh about it now. About the time my friend was decapitated on the lawn.
So I mean, like the rest of her family's probably like, "Fuck you, Kim. you don't know about anything."
Just shut up and get your ass out.
Listen, I'm an influencer, so I understand that the things that I say carry weight. But, you know, I would never tell anyone what they can or can't do. Remember, I'm a Kim, not a Karen. And honestly, with all of the K names, it's really impressive that my mom didn't pick Karen. I mean, somehow she just knew. I don't know how she saw that one coming and not Caitlin. We're divided as a country, but I'd love America to come together, which is why I'm here to announce that I'm running for... I'm just kidding, guys. I'm not running for president. We can't have three failed politicians in one family.
This is brutality.
I know. She's really going for it. Like,
why not?
Love it.
Living around her is a farce. Like,
I know. It's
Caitlin
like
there.
It's like the realest thing you say about her. It's like her just... making a joke about it.
Jenner, do you know that in Dave Chappelle's special he said she was woman of the year and wasn't even a woman for a full year, hadn't even had a period or nothing, and people messaged me going, "That's your joke."
I know, there you go.
Mine was better, but it's only Dave Chappelle. He's not like me, you know what I mean? He's trying his best, you know what I mean?
Like,
word. But also about fucking 10 years too late. Don't worry about it, Dave. Where's your finger up your arse? Not on the pulse anyway. Word. Word. See that last bit? Do you see it?
I watched a good bit of it.
It's fucking, it's okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
Like, people are like, oh, it's brilliant. And you're like, I think you're running off the momentum of the last five. It's okay. It's very, like, it's very sort of, we get it, you know what I mean? But Dave Chappelle has this weird thing where, like, you know, you think he would be the guy that doesn't carry anything, but he's such a fucking, like, chip on the shoulder guy.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be?
And he did.
Yeah.
He walked away from, like, all that money.
Yeah.
But he has more than made up for it now.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, you're the greatest of all time. 6 Netflix specials, hundreds of millions put away.
He's probably done better.
He's probably, in the long run, it was a brave move, but in the long run, it's brilliant. He was also like, oh, Chappelle Show's the best show ever. And it's like, yeah, it's like anything. You put it on now and you go, all right, like, the, you know, okay. For its time, unbelievable. But comedy dates like fucking, you know, like bread. It's done pretty mm-hmm. quickly. And that, again, the, you know, he never shuts up about walking away from that deal. And all you want is, like, just talk about stuff. Just talk about day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, your stuff now. Yeah. You want him to be
I walked away from 50 million. You know, he never shuts up about that. And then he also was like, oh, I made trans jokes. Trans people got mad at me. Let me spend an hour explaining to you why I'm in a place where I'm allowed to talk about trans people. Because I fucking, he did the ultimate, like, I have friends that are trans.
Yeah.
You fucking, you know, whatever. And you're just like, just talk about other shit. There's been a lot of shit going on. We'd love to hear about it.
He needs someone just
And then people are like, oh, Sticks and Stones are good. And you're like, yeah, it's good because it was the most controversial.
Yeah.
Age of Spin, probably the best one. He rapes, but he saves. He rapes, but he saves? Mic drop thing? That's why you go, oh, he's the goat. Like, not because he's like, oh, what about fucking women with cocks? That's my job.
Yeah. He's taking your thing, you know.
Bro, can you steal anything else? He'd be whiting up next.
I've been very blessed in this life, and I'm grateful for everything. Honestly, all the ups,
how does
all the downs.
How did she wipe her arse or take a shit?
I mean, I married the best rapper of all time.
Action Bronson.
Not only that, he's the richest black man in America. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids. So, when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality. I know that sounds mean, but people keep telling me that comedy comes from truth. And if there's one thing that I always strive to be, it's genuine. So I just want to say how incredibly excited I am to be up here on this stage tonight. I mean, I'm so used to having 360 million followers watching my every move. And I mean, how many people watch SNL? Like 10 million? So tonight is just a chill, intimate night for me. So we have a really great show for you tonight. Halsey is here, so stick around.
That's one of the best. She looks like a wee action figure there.
I know, didn't she?
She looks like a Power Ranger. That's one of the best monologues I've seen on that. But then it's probably because, you know, obviously everyone's writing for her and she is culturally massive. So yeah.
There's so many jokes you can make about it. Yeah.
Her family's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Her ass
Mario
is ridiculous.
Kanye, like,
yeah, there's so much
insane.
So much going on. Like.
That is funny though, isn't it?
That was great.
It's his personality.
Yeah.
Which clearly...
Which one? The guy's out of his mind.
Yes. I don't know how she even stayed married him that long.
Fame. That was one of those. That was definitely
it. But she was famous. That's the thing. You actually can't
know,
say
but
that about her. She was
Yeah, but then
so
they just, they go like.
I know.
They go and
see.
It's like 2 of the biggest stars in the world come together.
Well, no, they probably were.
Who have you got left, you know, when you're that big?
I know.
Is Kanye going to be like, I met this girl working in a Starbucks? Hardly. You know, it's going to be like...
Well, you can't meet... They probably need someone normal, but they can't meet anyone normal now. They have no way of meeting someone in a normal interaction now. Kind of sad, isn't it?
What's a normal interaction now? Everyone's in lockdown.
So we only think of normal interactions, but that's because when we were younger, there wasn't even... Well, there wasn't really like Instagram and there definitely wasn't like dating apps. Whereas now, it isn't normal.
No, you had to creep at someone on MSN middle of the night. You up?
But now that's not creepy, that's normal.
Here's a fucking 16 pixel photo of my dick. Just, you would have no technology to take that picture.
No, that's what I'm saying. It would just have to be a Google image, wouldn't it? Yeah. Here's a generic cock pic.
Generic cock pic. I'm gonna.
Here is what a penis looks like.
Like a textbook cock. I'm gonna write generic cock pic. Pic. Generic. Hey, stroke. Hental mouth.
Cock pic pic.
Generic dick pic.
Generic. We're gonna call it geriatric, isn't it?
I spelled that wrong. Generic dick pic. Generic dick pic. Let's see what comes up. Generic dick's a good rap.
Right, you've just sent one of these. Oh my god!
What a sea of cock.
Why is there photos like this on the internet? But then I suppose that's what the internet's all cocks, isn't it? But
that's all the internet's for. I mean,
but people own these.
I mean, don't bother. You know?
Oh no! Terrific.
Oh,
I can't see because it's like at a weird angle from me, which looks worse.
Yeah, it's all weird angles though. That's how you get the fucking.
He's even a tartan blanket on.
This guy? Yeah.
Turn it right. I can't see the screen. It's like a weird angle.
Yeah, turn it right, zoom in. I'm all right, guys. Look at this guy.
Horrible.
There we go. It's fucking grey sweatpants season. I mean,
he's his trousers down so low that you're going, your penis must be like 1 inch long. Because look how far down his trousers are. And he's like, look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of camera fuckery going on with dick pics. You know what I mean?
Right. If you had to send one, what would you send?
This guy, pipe on him. You know what I mean? Bigger than his leg, man.
How confident? Just one leg up. The one leg up. Yeah. Stand is very confident.
Just in a fucking.
Either that or he's putting in a pessary in the toilet and he thought, I'll take a photo as
what's
well.
What's a pessary?
Put up your butt.
Like suppository?
Yeah. What's a pessary? Oh, no, that's the other one.
What's that?
That's up a girl's.
A girl's butt?
Yeah.
Pessary? It sounds like a cafe that does that. Have you been to the pessary, man?
Have you been to the pessary?
Oh my god, the fruity notes are incredible. Look at this guy. Fucking. What do you call those? High exposure photo. No, there's nighttime.
Is that a webcam?
Blurry photos. What's this?
Oh my god!
Oh god! I clicked on something weird. Exit. Abort. Just some fiery red cocks the whole way down here. We spent way too long in this. I'm trying to find. Fuck yeah, bro! Now we're talking. This guy's just washing his cock, and that's it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What about cocks? Big dick is back in time. What a t-shirt.
It's funny, some of those are like, they're like, they've taken the photo as if they're trying to sell it. Do you know what I mean? Like, look at this.
Oh yeah, like it's on fucking Gumtree.
You know what I mean? It's like, here it is.
Here it is beside a pound coin, just for reference.
Here it is against my leg. Here you go. Do you know what I mean? Like, are they trying to sell them? Are they trying to be like, here you go?
Look at this guy. Just let me, I'm working here in this restaurant. Let me just pop to the toilet. Let's get some tits, mix it up. You look like you have a small dick, two pierced nips. Yeah, there was a whole lot of, we'll exit out of that.
Imagine if you Googled that and you realized one of those was your own photo. Like that is someone.
How would you know? Like,
well, I'm sure you would have recognized your own photo if someone took it.
Oh, by the bedspread or something.
You'd be like, oh, that's me. If someone Googles random penises, I'd come up. Like, imagine.
People only, oh yeah, yeah, right.
Like that is someone. That is someone's photo, like.
Maybe the smart thing to do is call it generic dick pic when you're tagging it. With the hashtag. You were saying there's a lot of memery going around the internet with people being like, oh, it's grey sweatpants season.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a load of dudes just donged out with a...
Yeah.
But here's the
jangling thing.
What they're showing you, not real life. They're going like, you know, there's a guy out of the shower with the pants down to the dick root. And then he's, you know, he's got the nice warm sack and penis. I'm getting hard right now. And, you know, it's... And he's like, he's doing this and the fucking, you know, he's drying his hair and whatever. Yeah, of course. The guy could be wearing a fucking anything, lederhosen. You'd be like, oh my God, hot as fuck. In reality, guy in front of you in the Q&B&M with visible shit stains on his grey pants. And you can see his dick, or is it his balls, or what is it?
I know, just a whole big
mash.
He
smells like chips. That's the reality of the sweatpant world.
I know, you don't really want a guy in a sweatpant.
I have black, you know, sweatpants. That I'll wear if I'm going to go work out. And you're like, don't ever wear those in this house again. I'm like, why? And you're like, you look like shit.
Why would you say it like that?
As you sit, like you've been assassinated on the couch sideways like that. You look like shit. Put that chocolate in my mouth. That's what you say, like Hawkins.
What are you saying here?
I don't know, I'm on a rampage.
I know, you're being angry about a thing that doesn't actually happen. I know.
I'm going to buy grey sweatpants there.
Jesus Christ.
Should I get some grey sweatpants? I'll go try some on.
No.
It just looks...
I don't know.
It just looks rank.
Yeah, most of the time they're just kind of, well, maybe I know a lot of people now wear them, but maybe it's just like my sort of, say, generation, not generation, but what, like people when they wore sweatpants just looked like they couldn't, they didn't care about how they looked anymore. And you'd be like, don't go out, you know what I mean? You can't go outside in fucking sweatpants, like wear real fucking clothes. Whereas now there's so much athleisure wear and all this shit, which I'm all for. I love it.
Like,
but
quite
there's sometimes, because they're a lot better quality now, but sometimes in my mind there's people who do that, but you're going, you just look like you don't care. You just look like
nowadays,
you want to put on something that's very similar
like
to
you will
pajamas.
See a, you will see a girl out and she's wearing like heels, sweatpants up past her belly button,
yeah,
a fucking lacy bra and a blazer, and you're like, what TK Maxx did you fall out of?
Yeah, but that's,
anyway,
that's very like early 90s. Like, it's weird. It's not
still
come back.
Get
like,
it?
Such a mad collection of shite you can wear now. It's good. Like, I like it, but it's just funny. It's just funny whenever you go, at one point that looked terrible and now it's cool.
Yeah, you gotta wear
There's
the,
just no rules. Like,
you
is
gotta
it?
Wear the clothes.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But what I'm saying is some people wear the
By
clothes
the way,
because they're cool.
Can we talk
but
about
they
these
don't
glasses?
Suit them.
Can we talk about these glasses?
Yes. You're trying to, you're literally morphing yourself into Terry Tibbs more and more
talk
each day.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Yeah, I know what you mean there. People trying to be trendy and it doesn't suit them at all.
Yeah.
You can have a particular style yourself.
Yeah, I'm not against any type of clothes, but what I'm saying is some people go, oh, right, it's cool to wear, say, grey sweatpants, but it doesn't do anything for that person.
They're
and that
not
person
you.
Just that person just looks
not
like...
Not you, the hot one.
No, but you mean
that's
it,
what you're saying. But you will see dudes
people
like,
suit different things, different people body types, different people styles. That's what you have to. That's what you have to dress
do you
for.
That, do you remember that sort of Geordie Shore look was in, where fellas were wearing like the fucking low cut top and the tight jeans, and you'd see a couple of lads, and you'd be like,
and they
"You look
good,
you look good," and then they got the wee fat ginger mate, and you're like with the dog tits, and you're like, "Not for you,
not for you,
not for you."
Wear something else.
The bottom of your gut looks like an ass at the front. Put
but the same way
on.
Someone chunkier could wear like a really like rugby top and it's all like muscly and look, they look big and chunky and great, and then someone like really like some really skinny guy, it would drown them and look terrible. So you know what I mean, you gotta dress to yourself.
I just
go with the trend.
I ordered a champion t-shirt off ASOS.
Disaster.
And it was oversized, but an oversized t-shirt on me means that the body fits and the arms come down to here. It looked mentally ill.
That's what I mean.
World,
that
world mental
doesn't suit your body type.
No. A moo-moo is more what I'm after. Keeps
a wee moo-moo would do lovely.
Meow, meow. Speaking of Lavery's, not at all. There was a guy, shout out, I think his name's Harry. Shout out to that guy, since I'm old and unfashionable.
Right.
The dude had a photo of, I showed you it. A photo with me when he was like 9 years ago in Abbey Centre, and I'm dressed
Holy
like for
shit.
Some reason a lumberjack. And
you did go through a lumberjack phase. You wore
and,
a lot of checky plaid.
Checky plaid. is he still about it? And I'm standing there with looking, trying not to look like a fucking nonce with this child. Jump forward 9 years later, he's got a moustache. He's taking Ket and Lavery's. You know, he's doing your fucking Jaeger bombs and slapping people.
Did it make you feel like, was it weird to be like you were a small child when I saw you? Now you're like
it just, it's just
like, how weird is that? That like,
I think it's just crazy that like, I mean, it's it. You know, it's weird. You don't go like, oh, Jesus, I'd give anything back to be able to. You know, not at all.
No, but just to see the how much time has passed.
Because you've been doing all your own life stuff, and then this guy's all he's been doing is just getting pubes. Getting older, years.
Grow
but then
real
quick, 9 years is like kind of long and kind of not long at all, really. Weird, isn't it? Weird. Because I didn't really feel any different or like.
No, that feels.
I think I looked dramatically better.
Yeah.
You know?
It's good to look back at photos and go, I look better now. That's always a good thing, though, is it not?
Not good, better. but yeah, it was just strange. Now the guy's in a bloody comedy night.
How crazy. I know. That's what I mean. Like people who would have watched things and they're like, oh, I used to watch in school. And then they're like at places drinking and you're like, how weird is that?
Mm-hmm.
But then you do get
or even
to
worse
our age
than that,
and then
like
you do start saying that to people.
Like they're doing
like
quite serious good jobs.
I know, they're grown ups.
You know? Oh, you're 5 years old and me at school. No, oh, what are you up to yourself? I own this fucking law firm over here. And you're like,
I know. But that's what I mean.
I have to buy a plastic plaid for the office later.
You always just assume people are like grown ups, just have everything sorted when you're like 20. And then you get to the age where you're the older person looking back at a 20 year old being like, oh no, we don't know anything more. When you're like 30, 35, whatever age.
What's the rush?
There's no rush, you know.
I know people who,
it's all in your head, like,
you know, they fucking get all their shit out of the way and they get a job and they get a house and whatever, and you're like, but you're like 24
and
now.
What
are you doing now?
Then what are you gonna do?
I date my sister.
Morton, gardening, death.
Yeah,
like that's
my sister.
What like, it is like?
Well, I can't do that because we shop on a Thursday, and I'm like, oh my god, get me a gun license, get me a gun, register it, buy me ammunition, load to blow my brains out.
Why aren't people like us and just never have any food and spend £600 a week on groceries?
Why do you not go to Tesco and spend £250 and get a takeaway on the way home? Are you fucking
no,
mad?
And still have no food in your house, and then your child just eats 9 apples fucking a day like a horse. And he eats one bite and then throws it away. And then every time I looked at him yesterday, he had 2 apples in each hand. And takes one bite and then he sets it down and then he drops it and then he eats the other one. And then
guy.
I give him back the one that's a bite in it and he won't eat it because there's a bite in it.
Is there any science people out there you can knock up the carbon footprint of this baby?
He eats.
Fucking disaster. He's like a hurricane every day.
No, honestly, I don't know what an animal would eat like less fruit
I'll
than
tell
he
you,
does.
Fucking rats, a house full of rats. He just eats bags of like grated cheese. Like it's fucking...
He just, yeah.
And then you wonder why he changes nappy. You're like, Jesus Christ, cut the throat out of you. You're like, well, he just basically ate like a drunk student for like the last 2 days.
He eats pretty well. He eats a lot of fruit.
He's a chimp, basically.
He's basically
a chimp.
Like, he just eats about 3 bananas a day.
It
3
doesn't
apples,
make sense. You know, you
blueberries,
make
blueberries, raspberries, that's all
he eats. Gorgeous wee toasty and, oh my God, put wee tomato. You know, it's lovely. It looks amazing. Here's a wee mashed up avocado and all. And he's like, nah, no thanks. I'll eat fucking... You know, zingy beetroot.
Beetroot,
and
the other day,
and
I made
cheese,
that lovely dinner,
and
all
I like,
eat was beetroot.
Blueberries that are so better that if I had them, you're like, your mouth's watering all down
the
your face.
The more like tarted is, the better. Like, all I would eat the other day was pickled beetroot.
Who are you, Dwight Schrute?
I swear to God, like.
Did I get that name right? Dwight Schrute, yeah, I did. References.
So, I know.
Anyway, we'll not talk about the child anymore. It's boring. I've had that comment. Stop talking. He's a fucking old dad now.
Are you an old dad? I don't know.
What are you talking about, man?
Tom Ford's man?
Tom
Terry
Ford.
Kids.
Terry fucking talk to me.
Talk to me.
Anyway.
I know, you are. You're turning them.
What?
Terry Tibbs, you'll be in a wee brown suit next week.
You fancy that guy?
Who? Kevin Novak, not fucking Terry Tibbs.
Same.
Very not much, not the same.
I'll go side by
right,
side.
Right, side by side.
Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin Novak.
I like the way he spells his name because it is how people say Kevin over here.
Well, he's obviously fucking...
I know, I'm joking, it says Kevin.
You know, so there he is.
Yep.
You're trying to tell me that guy's better looking than Terry Tibbs? You out your mind? I mean, what, are you serious? You're telling me...
I mean, I know.
You're
what
telling
I
me
thinking?
That you think that guy's more handsome than Terry Tibbs?
I know, I just have weird taste, you know?
I think
is that what you'd look like if you had hair?
I think you're the one needs new glasses more. Is that what I'd look like with hair?
Yeah, probably.
Middle Eastern? Probably not.
You look a bit Middle Eastern. Your granny always says that to you because your beard's too long.
What does she say?
She says you look Middle Eastern.
She's a fucking racist. This is more the look angle for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kevin Novak's da.
Yeah.
Is more you. First generation. Yeah, that's more.
Our McCann's best mate.
I know. Right enough. Bill Bailey. It's more you. If you grew your hair out, I think.
Wise up.
We can
also,
only
oh,
help.
Yeah. Terrence Tibbs. Terry Tibbs. Fuck yeah.
You're just Terry Tibbs, like, swear to God.
I have those glasses.
You have those glasses. I know, that's what I'm saying. That's a costume and you actually pay money, a lot of money for those glasses that you have. And this is a costume.
The Tash is definitely Yusuf, for sure. Talk to me. Big sovereign ring. That's a bit of the look I could get into. Big sovereign ring.
Very handsy, isn't it?
Talk to me. Anyway... Your two boyfriends. Omidjalili and Kevin Novak. He has a podcast now.
Omid?
No.
Kevin?
Kevin.
Really?
Is there a Face Tracker podcast?
Yeah, I listened to it all.
Yeah, he listened to it all.
All of it.
What do you think he's doing over there?
Not listening to us.
He's not listening to this shit.
Nah.
There's oh, look at that. He's smoking the microphone. That's a high concept photo. Doesn't make sense. I hate it. We interrupt this educational podcast, guys, to talk about our OG sponsors, flowcbdltd.com. Go there for all of your CBD needs. They're friends of the show. They're creating a lovely brand over there. They've got that. They've got everything. They've got bath bombs. They got gummies. They got oils. Probably the best tasting CBD oil on the market. The rest of them taste like you wrung out a rugby sock. Okay. This one tastes like mint. Unbelievable. So go to flowcbdltd.com for all your CBD needs. Thanks for listening. So what else we got to talk about? Let's do our television reviews.
Right, Colin reviews television.
Go ahead. Squid Game. Shite.
Colin doesn't watch anything because you have no attention span. You're like, Colin, right? You're like, Maureen, let's sit down and watch something. I'm like, right, okay, Colin, let's watch something. And then it started and Colin does this. I'm like, Colin, don't get through. Like, I'm just doing something. And you're like, yes, the whole point is that you don't do something and you watch it. And you're like, 1 second, I'm just doing a thing
here. I have to
prepare
for the next day, you know what I mean?
Prepare, that's a load of shite. Prepare for anything.
What do you think I was doing? Writing 8 bits while we're watching Squid Games?
Yeah, but you'll show me something and it's some sort of elaborate thing of a fight. And I'm like, I don't want to see people fighting. I want to watch Squid Game where they're getting killed.
I was watching Fury versus Wilder. Also guys getting killed.
Yeah. Squid Game.
Some people are saying that's the fight of best fight of the last decade.
Fair enough. I didn't watch it, obviously.
I know, obviously, the jokes are going around the internet. People are being like, this is what peak male physical fitness looks like.
Yeah.
You fucking dosser.
I like him.
He was 40 pounds heavier than him?
Oh, right now?
On the night there. That's what happens when you're in the heavyweight division.
That's a lot. A
couple of stone, is that? What's that?
Yeah, something like that.
3-4 stone.
Mm.
What can you do, man? Drop a weight.
Big guy, you know?
Big guy. Anyway,
Big man.
Let's talk about Squid Games. Many episodes away in?
I think I'm on 7. I think there's 9,
Have you finished it?
I finished it, yeah.
You finished it. You're one of those guys, you're like Begley's like that. He'd be like, I watched all the fucking seasons of 24 last night.
Oh, he's seen
you're like, all
everything.
Of them? I had 8 monitors at once.
I've never met anyone who's watched more things than
the guy. Like before you've heard of it, he's like, I watched that on, you know, like in the car while I was driving. You know, like he sees everything.
It seems as if he's just always watching something. He probably isn't, but he just is able to.
I think he just stays up really late and watches everything.
I know. Well, I mean, I would do the same, to be honest, if I was able to, but I am not, obviously. You get to, whenever you have a child, you go, I really, really want to keep watching this, but if I don't go to bed, every episode I watch is one less hour of sleep before my child wakes up. So you're gambling. So it's really, that's hard. You're like, I'm gonna have to go to bed now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if we got a weekend away somewhere and we're like, oh, let's check in this hotel, we would probably just watch TV on our own.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to watch it with you. Like, I'd watch it by myself. I'd enjoy it.
I'd have a laptop and I'd be watching, like,
if it's something I don't need to, like, really invest in, I'll watch it with you. Because most of the time we'll just talk. I mainly spend most of my time pausing shows because you talk so much. And I'm like pausing it.
I pretty much invented Gogglebox before.
And I'm just like, Colin, I can't watch this and also talk to it at the same time. So I have to pause it so I don't miss that or I don't miss your conversation. Otherwise, I'm trying to. So yeah, if I don't really, if it's
what
just one of those background
you've
things, I'll watch it with
entertainment
you.
Coming from all directions.
Yeah. You're more entertaining most of the time than the TV show. But if it's something serious, like Squid Game, we have to like.
So now here's a question:
subtitles.
You've seen all of Squid Game. Yeah. Does it get good at the end?
Oh, shut up, Colin. It is good. You didn't watch it.
It's how many?
You haven't watched
it
properly.
It should be one film.
No.
Well, oh, fucking! This week we play Tinnery Winks. Like what fucking next week conquers for?
No, but you're building up the story and the suspense, and you know what I mean. There's more and more in the line, and then you start to see the
it's like Saw,
relationships
it's
between
like
them.
Saw and Battle Royale.
And you start to figure out where they're, like, why they're there, and you know.
He nodded his head, and he's been to film school.
I love Battle Royale.
There we go.
I know. What about the wee old man?
No, no. I have a dementia.
That's the one I was watching last night, and I honestly could have cried. I can't deal with it. Anyone, if I watch an old man, it just reminds me so much of my granddad, and I can't deal with it.
He was an old Chinese man.
He was also
man.
An old. He's not Chinese, he's Korean. Oh, I know.
And he wet himself.
It's just the wee hands and oh.
But yeah, it's the bit. Spoiler alert. Which ones would you think you would have thrived at? The games that you've seen up to this point, the red light, green light. I'd have been bad at that.
You'd be terrible at that. I think I'd be okay. I don't know. Yeah, hopefully.
What other games were there?
Hopefully, you'll be okay.
Why didn't no one take that honeycomb thing and just go? Right. Up to the edge.
No one's teeth are like yours, though, Colin.
Yes, they
you
are.
You have teeth like a horse where they're perfectly straight on top of each other like this. Most people's overlap, right? So they won't be able to do that. You can do that. You have a teeth that are so
you
straight.
You can munch down in a line, no?
You can munch down in a line, no? Yes.
For example,
but
the circle would have been
saying,
good. The triangle would have been fine. The umbrella would present night. A bit of, a problem.
That but was sneaky of his friend.
And then he literally licked the back of it, and
that came out. I know.
Yeah, tense.
I mean,
man.
I would have straight away bit it though. If it was sugar, I'd be like, "Well, just obviously, bite
at the whole thing."
Because you can melt it with your mouth, so you'd bite a good chunk of it off, and then you'd have less just to snap off, less weight when you're snapping it.
Or no? I'd have just ate the whole thing. I'd have been like, "I win," and they're like. We're not seeing who can eat it the quickest.
Yeah, before that even started, whenever it's all the scenes and they're just staring at it, you would have been like...
finally lunch, eh, guys? Where's all the fucking kimchi I was promised?
You would have just been like, open the box, bang.
Do you know Kim Jong-un, do you? Bet you do. Are you? I have no idea.
Yeah, why isn't there just like one Belfast man in it?
Can you see out that? Can you see out that? It's like wearing a mask. I can't fuck. Every wee letter says I don't have to wear one. Can I have 40 fucking Mayfair Dock? I don't even know what cigarettes are about nowadays. That's how out of touch I am.
I'm glad that means you don't smoke
can
anymore.
Can you see that? There's a half a lax in it. That looks like a speaker.
It's constantly, hello?
What about when your woman takes fucking 10 Regal filter out of her doot?
I know. Yeah, I mean. Impressive.
Just walking
uncomfortable.
Walking around all day, like, I'm fucking gasping. And then she's like, I need to go for a shit. And they let her out eventually. She's like,
not, I mean, that, oh, I don't know. I was going to say it made it look like it was easy to do that. I don't think it did, but that would not feel comfortable. Like, that was quite big, wasn't it? How could you walk around?
It was a big vessel for four cigarettes.
I know, it could have been smaller, couldn't it, really, when you think about it?
Put it in a fucking, onto a pen or something, something thinner. She's like, it's like total overkill. 2 liter of Pepsi. What's in it? It's now half a joint.
It's like one of those big fucking pencil cases.
Would they not be all sweaty if in there?
I should put a thing around it, like. Yuck.
And then that girl is like a superstar now.
I know. Amazing face, like, didn't she?
I almost feel like, how do Netflix shows gain momentum? Is it total word of mouth? Do they put it up there and be like, this is good? Or do Netflix go, we really like this, we're going to push it? Or...
Yeah, probably all those things.
Because to me, it seems like some sort of weird propaganda type thing where they're like, we're trying to infiltrate your culture. So we'll give you this nice show that you look at, and then we have this, breakthrough star who is barely fucking in it, but that's the only one anyone's talking about, that girl. And everyone's like, my God, I love her. Next minute she's going to be a politician, whatever, her and Greta Thunberg. You'll be doing whatever she's saying, and then Korea will bomb everywhere.
And they'll be on Saturday Night Live. Full circle. Well, the good thing is you haven't watched the show, so none of this is going to infiltrate you at all.
I have. The final episode, they play the game Mousetrap when they've got down to the two last guys And then whoever wins, they cook them, and then the rich guys with the fucking masks. I mean, imagine being one of those elite guys. Like, ha ha, which one did you bet on, you silly bastard? I put $1 million on this cunt. And then he goes to take a sip. He's got a fucking panda mask on. He's like, that's all I could think of. Bro, much more compact masks available. Then you've got like a rhino face, and then you're trying to have champagne under it.
I know, what a waste.
Loser. Or you could be talking to a guy in the car park. Are you going for a... Are you going inside to play the death match with Koreans?
I am not.
And then they go inside and it's like, hello. Good to be here. Are you a man from in the car park?
No.
Meow.
I am actually Fox. Yelp. Yelp, yelp.
Rich people shit, you know. It's run out of things to do.
I think that's what happens.
It you can do whatever you want. Yeah, well, I mean,
you get
it was,
too rich, you turn into fucking.
It was like, you know, on, I think it was, I said to you, like Vice or Lad Bible or something, where they showed, or the guy, again, the guy had a mask on with the big, like, fucking undercover voice, and he worked on one of those super yachts for like billionaires.
Oh, you started telling me.
And
this
he was basically just like, you know, the voice like, oh, yeah, there would be regular sexual assaults, and the billionaires would just pay them off, and their requests were insane. They'd be like, could you helicopter in 15 Russian prostitutes at 3 a.m. in the middle of the fucking Pacific? Like, crazy talk. I'd be more just like,
do you think that is
not be able to go
so
to sleep
rich?
And be like, are you sure we're not going to drown? Are you sure?
You're trying to sleep like this, holding all the sides up the boat, like, yeah. Don't like this.
I'm all disorientated. This is bad for my handle mouth.
You wouldn't know if it's 1 or 15 prostitutes, would you? You're like, I'm so dizzy. But is that what happens? You get so rich that you just go, what
else?
No
one has seen the receipt.
Where did they keep it?
No.
Cigarette receipt?
It's busy. I keep a lot of things in my puss. I have a receipt machine.
It's just like
chipping, chipping,
printing it out.
Always Russian.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I think they're hot.
Okay.
Sexy. I think they just don't eat anything their whole lives. They're like dead skinny and tall and blue eyes.
Your type?
Not really. Because you know what I'm like, fussy.
I know. Yeah.
And no Hanks love. Too tall. Too tall and gross. Eat a fucking sandwich, will you?
Sandwich?
What do you want? Tuna? Shout to the chef. Do a tuna and sweet corn for Svetlana here. She's fucking wasting away. Knock her from carrying all her station up. Are funny all day. Right. We gotta. We'll wrap this up, Maureen, will we?
All right.
We didn't take any questions today. I forgot. So have we covered all our notes there? Squid Game, shite. Workouts. Yeah, I'm a CrossFit guy now. We touched on that last week. Don't know, it's just we play this video. It's one last video.
What is it?
Don't know, it's just... I took it off TikTok earlier.
You're not allowed out!
You're no 30, stop me! I'm allowed out if I want.
You're not!
I am so allowed out!
You're not!
I am so!
The coronavirus!
I
get the police on
you. Bugger,
you're breaking the law.
I'm not breaking the law.
What have we got in the bag?
I'm not breaking
the
law.
Oh my god.
They're obviously winding them up, but it's that last bit when it goes all muffled. I'm not breaking the law. But they're obviously winding some out, boy. Just terrorizing them.
Angry old man, isn't he?
Well, you know what I mean. You know, it'd be a tough time for the older folk during the lockdown. And he's just like, why can't I just walk down the street to the shop?
Well, yeah, true.
They're probably just taking a piss out of him. Now, I wish I'd have played that. Not very funny at all.
Oh, it's
bizarre. Get the fuck out! But it reminded me of that bit I do about the vegans in Balmain.
It's just the accent, isn't
just
it?
Just that. I'm fucking not being the fucking law. Fuck off. Just raging.
Because they can be so angry, but it's like kind of jovial.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking murder your whole family. Like,
you know, you're like, oh, are you?
Wise up.
Come on.
Fucking wise up, would you? We didn't do any sponsors today. I'll do them after. I'll pre-do them.
Do you do your Manscaped ones and you just take all your clothes off?
Yeah.
And do a live demonstration, like you're shearing a sheep?
I could probably take out my tits and shave the promo code into them.
You should.
GenBant1.
Yeah. and the rest can just be in your back.
Manscaped.com. Use the code GenBant1 for 20% off.
You should just get those dick pics and shave it. Just make it look like you've shaved it in. Shave it in your pubes.
Be a good way to advertise it for me just to tweet out a picture of a dick and be like, oops. And then people zoom in on it. It says manscaped.com/gem or use code. What is it?
GemBant1. And they're like, look at that penis, but look at that great shave. Pubic shave.
Yep.
So it's all about, isn't it?
Would I get the whole promo code on is the question. Jemb Antoine.
pubes.
We're going to get out of here, guys.
Leave them on pubes.
Leave us on pubes. You leave people on red. You're like, I left them on pubes.
I know.
Thanks for joining me today.
I'm glad
Maureen.
To have some, to be honest. So.
You're glad to have some pubes?
Yeah.
After the whole chemo thing?
You think
thing?
You don't want them until you lose them, really.
And then you miss them.
Then you miss them.
Yeah.
And then you got to, you know, then you got to get the old Manscaped. But then that's fine.
Yeah, you've really went one extreme to the other.
Sorry, I know, but it's true.
You've been like, oh, you miss them when you don't have them. Now you're like, you're like ODing on them.
Yeah.
You're like, they're everywhere. You know?
Trying to get the good out of them, you see.
You look like you're gripping a badger between your knees.
No, it doesn't.
Well, there's only one way to find out. No, let's get out of here. Cheers for joining me today, Maureen.
Thank you, Colin.
Even though you had no choice. No, it was a good podcast, that. Well done. We'll edit the bit out about Kevin Novak. And we'll see you later in the week, Thursday, on the Patreon. Patreon.com/GenerBanter podcast.
Do some questions on Patreon.
We just fucking, every week, knocking that out. Clockwork. Every Thursday.
Are you all excited because you're all organised?
Every Thursday.
Cute.
Like it's nothing. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Bye. No noise.
Aww.